Okay, this is our final hour with Dr. Joel Wallach, criticalhealthnews.com, as we talk about your health, and we're going to take your calls when we come back on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back, Dr. Joel Wallach with us, your phone calls as well. Joel, a few more emails rolled in while we were in the break. Somebody wanted to know about being allergic to shellfish, pork, and nuts and everything else. What can they do? Is there anything?
Well, first of all, avoidance works very well. Read labels, be paranoid about reading labels, and stay away from things you know you're allergic to, including peanuts and pork and eggs or whatever it is. Now, on the other hand, let's say you're allergic to chicken eggs. There's options like duck eggs and goose eggs and turkey eggs and guinea eggs, and even you can get quail eggs today. And so they're different allergens, and so you might be deathly allergic to chicken eggs, but you can eat quail eggs, is no problem. Same way with dairy products, so you might be really, really allergic to cow's milk, but goat's milk might be fine, or even camel's milk. You're seeing a lot of camel's milk showing up because most people don't have contact with camels, and it's highly unlikely they're going to be allergic to the camel milk. And it's a common source of milk in the Middle East.
I have a friend who went in for a blood test a few weeks ago, and part of his results included a very high, or I would call abnormally high, white blood cell count. They want to have him come in. What are the possibilities here?
Well, when you have a high blood count, George, you could have a chronic infection, you know, like maybe an inner ear infection.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You have a chronic infection, athlete's foot or something like that. It could be something more serious. Could be kind of a leukemia type of thing, which would be on the serious side.
So they got to check that out.
Things in between.
Yeah, they got to check all that out. Okay. Burdock, does that help you? The supplement burdock for your blood?
Well, burdock is a wonderful liver cleanse, and certainly what you call a blood cleanse, using the herbal language in the old days, the herbal language, and a burdock root and things like this is just a wonderful herb, been used for hundreds of years, maybe longer than that. But herbs are one thing that we've really, really gotten into in our program with longevity, because they're plant medicines that people can get and relieve symptoms with these herbal products or tinctures. They're liquids, and put a couple of drops under your tongue, and you're going to get relief from everything, for high blood pressure, diabetes, things like pain, and all kinds of symptoms with prostate problems, PMS, these kinds of things, dysmenorrhea, or women are getting really PMS stuff, headaches. And herbs are the source of the formulas for pharmaceuticals. What will happen is a pharmaceutical company will say, and this is what happened with the first manufactured pharmaceutical, which is aspirin. Bayer Pharmacy noticed that people were saying, hey, if you chew on this white willow bark, get rid of your headaches and body pain. And so they said, well, let's soak some white willow bark in alcohol and see if we can extract the active principle. And they did, and they evaporated the alcohol and got a powder, which we call aspirin.
That's right. And it works. Let's take some calls here for you. We'll go to La Jolla, California. Thomas is with us on Coast to Coast. Hi, Thomas.
Hi, George. Thank you for taking my call.
You're very
and thank
welcome.
You for your service, sir.
Thank you.
And Dr. Wallach, it's an
yes,
honor and a pleasure to speak with you. I have a simple question.
Sure.
I've interacted with Critical Health News, on the phone. My computer has been broken for a while. And every time I've called them 7 or 8 times, and every time I ask them how to purchase your books and audio CDs, nobody seemed to know. And I asked if it was available on the Internet. I can't do an Internet search because my computer is broken.
And that's where Amazon would help. Joel, I get you taught them all about supplements, but you didn't push your books with them.
Well, our books and so, of course, and CDs and whatnot, you can actually go to Critical Health. They should know where to send you. But if they don't, you can certainly go to Amazon. We get we literally get some monstrous orders from Amazon because people go to Amazon. But you can also go directly and get discounts. If you buy 10 of anything, you get a discount. You buy a case of anything, you get serious discounts. and you can begin to sell these things retail yourself. But these make really great presents. And we have about 14 different books, about 60 different CDs and DVDs. And you could go to...
wrote a book on eugenics or two, didn't you?
Epigenetics. Yeah, which has a chapter on eugenics, which shows why the medical system has become so monstrous, not only in size, but monstrous in including their approach to diseases, which are monstrous approaches, not in a good way, but monstrous in a bad way, kind of like the Frankenstein days. But you could go online to drjwallach.com, drjwallach.com.
And even if you don't get that computer fixed, Thomas, get to somebody who's got one. Mm-hmm. Are you out in audiobook form yet, Joel?
We actually have five of them coming out here pretty soon.
Great, good idea.
Audiobooks would be Dead Doctors Don't Lie, Hell's Kitchen, Black Gene Lies, Wall Street for Kids. Let's see here, Rhino Express, which is my first book when I wrote about my adventures in Africa with Marlon Perkins and the White Rhino Conservation and African Elephant Conservation Projects. It's a great, great kids' adventure book called Rhino Express. So you can actually look for these things. And we're very excited about them, both as an e-book and also as an audiobook.
Let's go to Skype caller Sanford in Oregon. Welcome to the program. Hi, Sanford. Go ahead.
Okay, hi. Thank you.
Sure thing.
I've been a fan of Dr. Wallach's for many years, but I want to tell you my story with the atrial fibrillation.
Okay.
I did the regular treatment, and I found it to be very positive. So if I can briefly summarize it, then maybe he can comment.
Sure.
I tried. I'm really into the alternative stuff, and I tried an alternative treatment. And of course, it's a regular heartbeat, and it just wasn't going to work. It's a very strict diet and some other supplements. And so, anyway, after a few months, I ended up going to a regular heart specialist. And being into alternative treatment, I was kind of suspicious. But in fact, I found the regular treatment in this case to be really, really good. Everybody at the doctor's office was very comforting, didn't force me to take medicine. I finally did take the medicine because I wasn't feeling very good, made me feel better. They were very conservative. They told me about the electroshock thing that he was talking about, but they didn't do it right away. They made me do a bunch of tests over a period of months. Then they finally decided that it wasn't going to go away. So I took Coumadin for a certain number of weeks until I got four straight weeks in the right blood thinness. And then they finally, after 5 months, because I was getting impatient, they finally hooked up the machine. They shocked my heart back into rhythm, and I have not had any trouble for more than 6 years. So that's
a great story. And the most important part of the story is that you went to some alternative guys and tried some alternative stuff and it didn't work. Well, usually even alternative guys don't know that it's a back problem, and they will give you some heart herbs and you can get maybe some relief of symptoms, but the disease will continue to get worse because it's a back problem. And so the only alternative thing that really works on atrial fibrillation, tachycardia, bradycardia, which is a slowing of the heartbeat, is, the complete 90 essential nutrients, 16 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 essential amino acids, 3 essential fatty acids. And then we throw in the secret sauce for AFib, which is the healthy bone and joint pack, because it's caused by a degenerative disc disease. Okay, and so again, when you try even alternative things, they can relieve heart symptoms like fast heart rate, slow heart rate, palpitations. There's all kinds of great things. English hawthorn is just legendary for this. If people with congestive heart failure, you get wonderful results. On the other hand, it doesn't actually resolve the problem. It resolves symptoms. And so when you want to resolve the problem for atrial fibrillation, you have to rebuild the disc in the back. You have to rebuild the bones. You have to support maintenance repair of all the spinal system, and it just goes away. But thank you so much for the story.
Sue is in Sacramento. Welcome to the program, Sue. Go ahead. You're on with Doc Wallach.
Hi.
Hi there.
George, and hi, Dr. Wallach.
Hi.
I've been listening to you for a few times on the radio, and I really like you. You sound really great.
Well, you're very sweet. Thank you.
Okay. I have to stand up on my job all the time. Both my jobs are stand-up jobs. And this is kind of a new problem. About a year it's been going on. And I'm getting, some varicose veins and spider veins. And is there anything I can do to stop them from coming and to get them better?
Absolutely. Now, first of all, let me ask you, how old are you?
55.
Okay. Do you have any gray, white, or silver hair?
Hardly any, just a few.
Okay. Well, it's kind of like being pregnant. Either you is or you ain't, and so you got a few.
I got a few.
So you have some.
Not too much. I don't even dye my hair
yet. Keep editing it, see? Okay. But white, gray, and silver hair is caused by the same deficiency that causes spider veins, varicose veins, and hemorrhoids. And hemorrhoids are just varicose veins in a funny place. More seriously, you can wind up with ruptured aneurysms, which are caused by deficiency of the same nutrient. And so, again, I don't like to approach things with single nutrients. It oftentimes will not work for everybody because you might not be able to absorb it. So there's other cofactors missing. And so what I like to do for things like varicose veins and spider veins and hemorrhoids and even aneurysms, inoperable aneurysms, is to give what we call the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack. And then the secret sauce again, the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack, one per 100 pounds of body weight. What do you weigh?
115.
115, okay.
That's not bad.
Yeah, 115, I would have you take one Healthy Brain and Heart Pack for a month, and you throw in the secret sauce, which would be the ultimate cardio pack. The ultimate cardio sticks. The ultimate cardio sticks. Go ahead and take three of those twice a day per 100 pounds. So you'd be taking six a day. That'd be two boxes a month. They come in boxes. You tear them open and put them in the water. And it's got the nutrients that are missing, which causes a white, gray, silver hair. It doesn't matter if your hair is black, brown, blonde, or red. It's a deficiency of these nutrients. And then, of course, we see people with varicose veins as big around as a garden hose. I mean, we're talking a half inch in diameter. And usually with support from these nutrients, rebuilding the elastic fibers in the veins and the arteries that supports maintenance repair, they will reduce in size from anywhere from a half inch to an inch in the varicose veins. I mean, we're talking about some really, really, we got pictures of them before, and they get down to where you can't even see them in a couple of months because you're rebuilding the elastic fibers, supporting maintenance repair of those elastic fibers, which then cause the veins to actually contract and tone up, and the varicose thing goes away. And if you have varicose veins, which is a deficiency of those nutrients, and you also are deficient in the omega-3s, you're at a very high risk for a blood clot, a thrombosis.
Email in from John wants to know about shingles and on what he can do to fight them.
Okay, well, shingles are caused by the chickenpox virus, herpes zoster. And it never goes away. You can keep it in the box, so to speak, when you support your immune system. Your immune system's healthy. You can keep that herpes zoster, the chickenpox virus, under control. But if you're tired, you're not eating right, you're under stress, and you're not supplementing with the 90 essential nutrients to give your immune system everything it needs to do its optimal job, those shingles viruses will pop out and cause these terrible blisters, and of course, it can be very painful and itchy. And so, again, I like to give the 90 essential nutrients. I'd give the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack, one per 100 pounds of body weight. And then the secret sauce would be topical stuff you put on to relieve the pain instantly. It's a blend of two things, we have a blend of what we call trauma oil, which is a blend of aromatherapy oils that give almost immediate pain relief. And we like to mix that with our CM cream, which is, again, a proprietary blend of stuff. You read the label, of course, it's on there. But the blend of the CM cream and the trauma oil will very quickly, within minutes, relieve the terrible pain and itching of the shingles infection. The active shingles infection might have to redo it every, say, 3 to 5 hours. And then I would throw one more thing in. That was what we call killer biotic. It's a blend of 8 herbs which support your immune system. but you want to get your immune system under control and help control that herpes zoster virus. And two of those eight herbs actually have antimicrobial properties, which includes bacteria, viruses, fungus, and yeast.
Okay, let's take a few more calls here, then we'll take a break, then we'll come back with final calls with Dr. Joel Wallach. We have Sam in Florida on the wild card line. Sam, thank you, sir. Go ahead.
Hey, how's everybody doing tonight?
Good, Sammy. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Doc, I got a question for you.
Okay.
I'm a 47-year-old healthy male. My libido and my performance has drastically declined. Could that be because of lack of vitamins or minerals or...
Well, it certainly can. First of all, let me ask you, are you on statin drugs to lower your cholesterol?
No, sir, I'm not. I do take medication for PTSD.
Okay. Do you have any restriction in the number of eggs you consume every day?
No.
Okay, do you eat red meat?
I eat red meat, yes, I do.
Okay, do you have a history of any skin problems, eczema, dermatitis, or psoriasis?
When I was younger, I did.
Okay. And did you have any asthma or bronchitis as a kid?
No, sir. No asthma.
Okay. Any bowel problems? Any irritable bowel syndrome, diverticulitis? Do you have your appendix out, anything like that?
I had my appendix out when I was younger.
Okay. Well, we have a bingo there. You have a severe gluten problem, and the reason why you're not getting the benefits is because you're not absorbing. And you're not absorbing the things that are necessary for your testicle Sertoli cells to make testosterone. And so what I want you to do is get rid of all the gluten out of your life. No fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no gluten, no wheat, barley, rye, and oats. In fact, you can just go grain-free and eat lots of steamed vegetables. You can put some melted butter on it, not margarine or oils.
Joel, is that easier said than done, or can you do that to get rid of gluten? Taking gluten out of your
diet. The grocery stores all have gluten-free aisles. Now we actually have Go Foods, and about 25% of our Go Foods, which have a 25-year shelf life, by the way, actually are gluten-free. They're labeled as such, gluten-free. And so gluten-free is actually much easier today than it was 25 years ago.
Right, okay.
It's a big market.
Maybe because more people have issues with gluten, huh?
Well, they always did, George, but nobody recognized it as gluten.
Yeah.
This goes back to the days of the pharaohs in Egypt 5,000 years ago. It's nothing new, but nobody attributed things like appendicitis to gluten intolerance. Nobody attributed irritable bowel syndrome or asthma, bronchitis, dermatitis, eczema to gluten intolerance. So all these things go way back, and they were treated with herbs and things like that, and you could get relief of the symptoms, but it wouldn't go away because you had a gluten intolerance. Well, you got to get off of gluten, get rid of all the other inflammatory stuff, and then I'd have you eat. What do you weigh, sir?
About 180 right now.
Okay. Yeah, you need two of those healthy brain and heart packs. Okay.
Almost at the break, Joel. Go ahead.
Okay, and so then I would throw in you need to eat 10 eggs a day. 10 eggs a day poached, and then throw in what we call the Zera test, X-E-R-A-T-E-S-T. It's very specifically designed to encourage performance, libido, and your lady's happiness.
10 eggs a day, too. CriticalHealthNews.com, the toll-free number 855-949-7234. Back with final calls next. At the end of the program, I'm going to share with you an opportunity from CriticalHealthNews.com that I think you'll find very fascinating. Dr. Joel Wallach with us as we will take final phone calls and helping other people. Now, as we got into shingles, Joel, we're getting into the break. You can fight shingles, of course, but let me ask you about, when you talk about diabetes, is it also type 2 diabetes you're talking about?
Yes, primarily we're talking about type 2 diabetes, which makes up 98% of the diabetic population. We can support and promote healthy blood sugar levels. We can support and promote healthy metabolism of carbohydrates and sugars in the cell walls of every cell of the body. And so the people are able to wean off their medication. They'll have healthy blood sugar levels. They'll have healthy A1Cs. And essentially, they're an ex-diabetic. Type 1 diabetics, which is the juvenile onset, is a inborn error metabolism. It's a birth defect caused by the mother being deficient in nutrients when the baby's beta cells are being formed in the pancreas to manufacture insulin, instead of having 100,000 of those beta cells per what's called islet of Langerhans, there might only be 5 or 10. They don't make enough insulin, so we're able to help them reduce their insulin requirements by 90%. The number of times they're able to, necessary to check themselves for their blood sugar levels, instead of 6 or 8 times a day, they can get away with once or twice. And we'll add 25 to 50 healthful years to their life, or even if they're type 1. But 98% of diabetics are type 2. And this is what's breaking the world financially right now. And this is why I was given a lifetime award at the United Nations this last week, George. I don't know if you knew that.
No, congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I got to speak there. And I'm going to speak to the entire General Assembly in September, because we can save the countries of the world billions and billions of dollars for small countries and trillions of dollars for big countries for diabetes. Because, again, I figured out that it's actually caused by type 1 diabetes. It's caused by a nutritional deficiency during the embryonic age of the person, certainly not genetic, and it is preventable once you know what to take to prevent it. And then type 2 diabetes is reversible any time along the line. You just supplement properly, and you will get off of your medication, be it pills or insulin.
Drop a few pounds, too. That helps, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Drop a few pounds. And you'll add 25, 50 healthy years of life. The quality of life goes way up. And diabetes just goes away because it's a, we've known for 70 years, George, it's a deficiency of a single mineral.
Sure is. Sure is. Joel, since you've been doing this, and you've been doing it for a long, long time, what has been for you the most satisfying aspect of your career? Is there that one story?
Sir?
Is there that one story, that one thing that you did that you just, you're proud of?
Well, I'm proud of many, many things I've did. And, of course, the team that we've built are just wonderful people. And, of course, you know, having a wonderful show yourself, that you have to have a team
to
make it work. And so we give all the credit to them. But the thing that really I think I'm the proudest of is when I discovered the first non-human case of cystic fibrosis in a monkey at Yerkes Primate Center in Atlanta, Georgia, the facility that were raising monkeys for NASA. And I found the first case of non-human cystic fibrosis and did my due diligence and did all the work. And I'd done my 20,000 autopsies before that, so I know where to look, and I found out that cystic fibrosis is not genetically transmitted, as doctors believe, even yet today, and that it has actually caused by nutritional deficiency during pregnancy or certainly immediately after the baby's born. It's totally preventable, totally reversible. I wrote it up into a paper that was worth publishing, and I thought, gosh, we're going to get some grants here, and we're going to be able to help some kids. And Yerkes Primate Center and the Emory University in Atlanta fired me, even though experts said I was quite correct. They fired me because they said, Wallach, you must be sniffing glue. Everybody knows it's genetic, and they wouldn't give me a committee like they do to a PhD student to challenge their thesis. They wouldn't do that. Just we'd be embarrassed to tears. So they fired me. Well, that's what caused me to go back to school and become a naturopathic physician 37 years ago. And I've been a primary care physician now for 37 years, George, because I wanted to help kids and prevent birth defects. And I've gotten awards from big international groups for showing them how to prevent birth defects, and that's been very gratifying. And I gave Jerry Lewis the cause prevention cure of muscular dystrophy, and he took it to the Muscular Dystrophy Foundation. They fired him. That's why
they sure did.
Anymore.
They sure
they
did.
They fired him.
I wonder, and you know him. Is he bitter about all that?
Well, he doesn't say that, but I asked him. I said, okay, look, Jerry, if they offered you, if they said, look, we'll start the telethon up again, would you go back? He said, in a heartbeat, I would do it because those kids need us.
Yeah.
Of course they do. He says, it's really, it's tragic, it's criminal that they have killed the telethons. And, of course, the nice thing about it is his story, Jerry Lewis's story is in my new book, George, Epigenetics.
Yeah, sure.
I tell the story of the Jerry Lewis and how we all got wrapped up in this, and how they fired me for finding out the cause, prevention, cure of cystic fibrosis, and how they fired Jerry Lewis for him bringing to them the cause, prevention, cure of muscular dystrophy. And so we're just working hard out there, and we work with muscular dystrophy and cystic fibrosis families, and we're saving kids. And, of course, all the details are in the book, Epigenetics, the Death of the Genetic Theory of Disease Transmission. And it's very exciting. The sales of that book are just going off the roof, because people want to know the answers to these things. Every birth defect you can name, George, and 10 times that many can are totally preventable. Down syndrome, which makes one baby out of 700 that's born in America has got Down syndrome. And it's totally preventable. I can take a Down syndrome baby and increase their IQ by 25 to 50 points, get them to where they can hold a job. I've been the best man at weddings of a boy Down syndrome patient, a girl Down syndrome patient.
That's great.
They've been able to become sort of functional and have a great life. And
I'll always remember when Frank Sinatra got Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis together on the telethon. Mm-hmm. Do you remember that?
Yes, sir.
That was
and
so
of course,
cool.
The story is in the book, Epigenetics, How That Happened.
Good for you. Let's take some final calls west of the Rockies. Peter in Santa Monica. Go ahead, Peter.
Hi, how are you?
Good,
I
Pete.
Have two questions. I just want to say I appreciate your courage for speaking the truth like you guys do. Thank you.
You got it.
My first question is blood circulation one of the main causes of dry macular degeneration? And if so, what are the other causes? And what's the best thing to be done for that?
Macular degeneration is one of the more common causes of blindness in adults in the United States and in the industrialized world, for that matter. It's actually caused by free radical damage to the retina of the eye, the lining, inside lining of the eye. And I actually had an argument with a guy who was a medical doctor, eye doctor, in one of my meetings. It's got to be 12, 15 years ago. He gets up and says, Wallach, you're a liar, because the first question during the Q&A, George, was I have a grandmother who's 85 years old. She's been legally blind for 6 years with macular degeneration. Can you help her? Every doctor says you can't help her. I said, well, I can actually help reverse it. And this guy jumps up in the back room and says, Wallach, you're a liar. I said, who are you? He said, well, I'm a medical doctor, eye doctor. He said, well, look, let's have a wager here. You bring me 12 of your patients who are legally blind, 6, 8, 10 years, with macular degeneration, and if I could get half of them in 90 days to read 20/20, would you apologize? He said, well, you could get two in 90 days, I'll apologize. George, the next day he brought me a box with 27 charts, and gospel, true story. 27 charts, all these people have been legally blind, 6, 8, 10 years of macular degeneration. He said, pick your 12. I said, well, who's going to pay for all the supplements? He said, he would. He'd volunteer to pay for the supplements. And he said, I'll apologize if you can get any two of them to read 20/20 in 90 days. So to make a long story, I said, well, let's take them all. He said, okay, good. And so at the end of the 90 days, all 27 could read 20/20, only two required glasses, 25 didn't require glasses. And he apologized to me much better than I thought, George, because he actually made a CD for me called Seeing and Believing.
I remember that. Yeah.
Yeah, and so we sell millions of these every year, Seeing is Believing, and it tells the story of the wager, but also how to prevent and reverse macular degeneration. And we're very, very proud of that. We help literally thousands and thousands of people every year get to see again. I don't know how to say it legally, just they get to see
sure.
again.
Well, that's the important thing to do. Hey, Peter had a second question for you. Go ahead,
okay.
Peter.
Yes, the other question was, coconut oil seems to be the fad in the holistic, health kind of community. And could you explain a little more why it is bad? Because it has the fatty chain acids, but it used to clog the arteries and veins. And
yeah, well, you have to appreciate that all oils, whether it's olive oil, coconut oil, margarines, mayonnaise, salad dressings, sesame seed oil, corn oil, any oil, actually oxidizes and turns into trans fatty acids, heterocyclic amines, and acrylamides, which are natural chemicals. Okay, they're natural. In fact, they're not synthetic. They're not made in a factory. But they're chemicals that occur when you oxidize oils of any kind, including coconut oil, whether you rub it on yourself or consume it orally. And these are the things that inflame your arteries. They actually cause inflammation of the lining of the arteries, which causes your arteries to respond by making scar tissue, which plugs your arteries. It's not cholesterol that plugs your arteries. It's not saturated fat that plugs your arteries. It's inflammation caused by consuming oxidized oils, and they oxidize very quickly. They'll oxidize in 10 minutes after you squeeze the soybean and get soy oil. They'll oxidize in 10 minutes after you squeeze the olive to get olive oil, okay, or the coconut oil. You crack the coconut open, and you start squeezing that coconut meat, so to speak,
yeah.
And you're getting the oil out. Before it's even gotten in a bottle, it's oxidized. You can test the speed of oxidation of fats by taking an apple, cutting it in half, and sitting there watching that half of the apple turn brown. Sometimes it happens in 5 minutes, 10 minutes, certainly within 30 minutes it turns brown. And the same thing, and that's because the apple has oil in it, and it's oxidizing in presence of oxygen. And not only does it cause inflammation in the arteries and cause the arteries to plug themselves by generating scar tissue, and doctors want to do bypass surgeries, put in stents. Well, we have programs for that. We actually help people support vascular health and get rid of their blocked arteries. We have programs for that. But you have to get rid of the oils. The oils are a modern thing, and if you're biblically orientated, you know, in the Bible, oils are just used for anointing and also for lamps on holidays. It never says cook in oils or eat oils. This is kind of a modern thing, and remember, this is all a sales campaign to sell a product. And it was actually Procter & Gamble gave the American Heart Association $1.7 million in the 50s to endorse another product and to demonize the olive oil. Excuse me, to demonize
sure.
oil.
Sure. There was just a study last night that industry was paying science to endorse sodas and things like that,
yeah.
and sugary substances.
Well, they paid.
Jeez.
Yeah, they paid Procter & Gamble to demonize cholesterol and saturated fat, so they could sell Crisco, is what it was. And it was a two-fold
lard.
Page article. Not lard. Lard is a
lard's from an animal, right?
Yeah, lard's from a pig, but Crisco is a man-made product. George, it was actually Crisco, which was used during the 40s and 50s and 60s
for submarine grease, wasn't it?
It was, yeah, you got it. It was actually a lubricant for German submarine diesel engines.
For the gears and stuff. Let's go to DJ in California. DJ, go for it.
Well, thanks for taking my call, guys. My question is medical marijuana related. To grow it, to grow high quality marijuana, you're adding these nutrients we were talking about, calcium, iron, manganese, zinc, magnesium. Silica, I add fulvic, humic acids. My question is, when you smoke it, do you get the benefits of these nutrients? And also, the nutrients themselves, these hydroponic nutrients, if I were to get them on me, my skin, for instance, like standing in like a little bit of it, do I absorb those nutrients through my body?
Both interesting okay. questions. Joel, go ahead.
Okay, well, let's start with the last question first. So certainly standing ankle deep with bare feet in hydroponic fluids that you're using in a hydroponic system, you're going to absorb everything that's in it. And if you have some nutrients in there, you will absorb some.
You're
going to
get some of it. Okay.
Yeah. But when, I have not seen any analyses. I'd have to see some analyses of the actual oils that are produced, which are the omega oils in marijuana seeds. Because any seeds have omega-3 oils in them, including marijuana. And I'd have to see how much comes through. In fact, one of our associates bought some wineries, and they're making a wine using our plant minerals and putting in the fermentation process. We actually analyze the wine, and the minerals are in the wine. The yeast incorporate the minerals into the fermentation process. Now, I would want to see the same analyses, and so what you have to do if you're doing that, if you're growing medical marijuana and you're fertilizing with these minerals, what you have to do is get the leaves of the marijuana plants to be actually analyzed to see if the minerals are coming through. I would suspect they might, but then you'd have to do some studies on feeding laboratory animals or feeding people and see how much comes through, in, like in a hair analysis and blood tests and things. And so I'd be speaking out of turn if I said it's in there. But if you do those studies and tests, please call us and give us information. We'd love to have that information.
Joel, a couple minutes left. We'll take some final calls, but I did want people to know that criticalhealthnews.com is opening up a new opportunity for people who want to work from home as well and develop their own businesses. And I invite them to call this toll-free number to ask questions about that, how you can get going in your own business. 1-855-949-7234. That's 1-855-949-7234. In some cases, Joel, you've watched this develop over the years. It's been very good for a lot of people, hasn't it?
Yeah, I pay about 250,000 people every month, George. Some of them make, we're talking $100,000 a month. Some of them make $50 a month. But, you know, the average is around $300 to $500 a month, which pays the gasoline bills or maybe makes a car payment, helps a kid get their student loan paid off.
Good
and
for
so
you.
Forth.
Good for you. Yeah, that's so, got to make you feel good.
Well, it does. And we're growing extremely fast. We're getting 10,000 new associates and customers every month now, 10,000 new ones a month, and we need help. And so I'm just so happy that you're giving that information out so we can get some more people to help us. And as they raise up in ranks in this system, they actually get car bonuses, they get stock options, and, of course, they get the income stream. And even, I think, more importantly than all of that, they get tax deductions. We don't want the rich guys to get rid of tax deductions. We want to get their tax deductions.
What's a tax deduction, right?
Exactly.
855-949-RADIO. You can ask about that. And also criticalhealthnews.com to take care of yourself and make yourself healthier. Why is it when people are 25 years old, Joel, they just don't take care of themselves the way they should, and the folks that get into 40, 50, and 60, they scramble to try to take care of themselves?
Well, I think hormones generate the teenagers and the young adults in their early 20s, and they're running on their hormones. You know, they're interested in doing what the hormones tell them to do, being more sexy, having more sex life, and so forth. And they're not thinking about taking care of themselves. They think they're going to be energetic and full of vim and vigor and sexy all their life, and they don't realize if you don't take care of yourself and avoid the bad foods, and if you don't supplement with all 90 essential nutrients, you're in trouble, in big trouble. And this is why we have so many young people die early. Just think about it. Steve Jobs died at 56.
No, it was sad.
Iwata from Nintendo just died at 55. The average lifespan of billionaires, George, is 66.
What good is all that money if they don't take care of themselves? Joel, take care of yourself. I'll talk to you next month, okay?
Thank you so much, George. God bless, and you do a wonderful job of getting the information out to your listeners. We love you.
Dr. Joel Wallach, criticalhealthnews.com, or again, the toll-free number, 855-949-RADIO. That's all you have to remember. Up next, all kinds of things, including, are you going to become a zombie?